Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes from Gavin. Hey, Gavin! He left us a message on the Anchor app under our profile, which is a way that you can send us your story ideas. And you can do that on Apple Podcasts or on the Anchor video message. You can tell us your name and your idea for a story. And that's what Gavin did. So let's jump right into his story. Let's go. One day, while Gavin was stuck at home because of the coronavirus, is anyone else stuck at home like Gavin and all of us? Yeah. He was kind of bored, and so he had an idea. Ooh, I wonder if any of the Spy Kids team, if they need help, and if there's a way that I can help them. And so he started texting the Spy Kids and asked if there was any issues or problems going on. And the Spy Kids team said,
Gavin, we need your help. There is a lost parrot and dog stuck in the jungle in your backyard. Gavin couldn't believe it. There was a parrot and a dog in his backyard.
In a rainforest? What? He couldn't believe it, but since it came from the Spy Kids, it must be true. And so he put on his boots, a jacket, and a hat, and out he went. He couldn't leave his backyard because the coronavirus, but there was, wait a second, he looked around and, he didn't see a rainforest in his backyard. What in the world, where could it be? He wondered, and so he texted the Spy Kids team and said, guys, I'm not sure what you're talking about. There's nothing in my backyard. There's no parrot or a dog. Nope, I don't see it. And they responded, they said, you gotta wear the spy glasses, the spy goggles. They help you see things that are really hard to see. And so you gotta put them on. So that's what Gavin did. He put his spy goggles on and, oh my gosh! When he put on the spy goggles, he was in the middle of a rainforest. Oh my gosh, right now. If there's any glasses or goggles around, put them on. Put them on right now. Hurry. And Gavin put the goggles on. Can you see it? Just like Gavin? Oh my gosh. He was surrounded by these giant trees and monkeys were jumping around and he was in the middle of a rainforest. Have you guys ever been in the middle of a rainforest? Yeah, this is our first time too. It's kind of crazy. And so he started to explore. Oh my gosh, where? Okay, we gotta look for clues. What were the two things that the Spy Kids said needed help? Yeah, a parrot and a dog. What's a parrot? Does anyone know what a parrot is? It's a bird, okay. Do you like what kind of color, what colors are they? Red, blue and yellow, and green? They have a lot of colors, yeah. And a dog. Well, there's lots of different kinds of dogs, but there's probably not many dogs in the rainforest. So, let's start looking. Gavin started looking all over the rainforest in his backyard. And pretty soon, he heard something talking in the trees. It said,
hello, hello.
He said, what in the world is that?
Hello, hello, my name's Polly.
Oh my gosh, is that a parrot? Can parrots talk? Are you serious? They can talk? That's crazy. Oh my gosh. And so Gavin slowly walked towards this tree and way up high, there was a parrot. And he said,
I'm really scared. I'm way too high. Somebody help me.
Gavin didn't know what to do. Oh my gosh, he can't climb that tree. It's way too tall. But Oh gosh, who was going to save that parrot? I thought parrots could fly, but maybe this one's like hurt or he's afraid of being too high. I'm not sure, but this is kind of crazy. Oh, Gavin had an idea. Parrots, do you know what their favorite food is? They really like crackers. And so he ran inside and got a graham cracker. Maybe the parrot will like it. And so he laid it on the ground and said, "Hey, Mr. Parrot, I have a cracker. Come on down."
"It's too high. I don't know how to get down."
The parrot said, "It's okay, Mr. Parrot. You see that branch below you? Why don't you just try hopping down one branch at a time down the tree very slowly, and if you fall, I will catch you," Gavin said.
"Okay."
And the parrot started to hop down very carefully and slowly, one branch at a time. Pretty soon,
hop, hop, hop. "Hooray! Thank you."
The parrot said, "Thank you." And he got on the ground and gobbled up that yummy cracker. Gavin said, "All right, Mr. Parrot, I need your help. I'm glad that you're safe, but I heard that there's a dog that needs some help too. Can you help me find it?"
"Absolutely."
And the parrot and Gavin started to look around and say, "Here, puppy, puppy, where are you?" And in the distance, they heard,
"Oh, woof, 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 woof."
They're getting close. And so they kept hiking through the rainforest. And oh my gosh, there it is. There was a puppy. And his paw was stuck in some logs, in some wood. And the puppy barked, said,
"Woof, woof, 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 woof."
"Oh no, he's really stuck. We gotta help him. Mr. Parrot, can you, you have a really strong beak, right?"
"Yes, I do. Yes, I do."
"Great. Well, why don't you use your beak and try to like peck at the wood to make a hole for the dog to get his foot out of there? Maybe that'll work."
"Okay, okay."
And the parrot started to peck and peck, peck, peck. And he kept pecking. And pretty soon, he popped a hole right in the log. And the dog's foot popped out. Hooray! Gavin had saved the day. He saved both the parrot and the dog in the middle of the rainforest. Wow, what an amazing day. And wait a second. Maybe he can bring his friends home. Oh, man, I hope so. And so he brought the parrot and the dog up to the door and said, "Mom, Dad, look, I saved a parrot and dog. Can we keep them?" And Mom and Dad said, "Absolutely. Hooray." Gavin had saved the day and made two new friends. The end.